We're going to learn now about the Sefirat HaOmer. We actually have every day a class if you want to join. We pray Mincha at 6:15, and right after Mincha, in the evening of course, and right after Mincha we have a class about the Sefirah of the day, but more practical learning of the Sefirah. What do I need to apply? And after that we have a Zohar class. It's all in English if you want to join us. But nevertheless, we're now in the midst of Sefirat HaOmer. We're starting now a new week, the week of Netzach. We just finished last week the week of Tiferet, of beauty. We mentioned last week that Tiferet has two meanings to it, beauty and also truth. But now we're starting a brand new week, the week of Netzach. That Netzach can be interpreted in many, many different ways. But today we're counting Chesed Sheba Netzach. And since the first day of the week is a very dominating one, because it's including in it the rest of the week what I need to focus on. So Chesed Sheba Netzach, we can explain it as my success that comes from the heavens. Now most people, Netzach, first of all, the translation of Netzach is eternity. But Netzach can also be read in a different way, and it will be to win, lenatzeach, victory. Yeah. Now, most people, this is our human nature, they like to win. Take now a few kids, put them with a board game, one of them loses, the whole board game is on the floor. So most people, that's our nature, they like to win, they want to be winners. And that's usually happens in games. And you know, the whole world, this is a world full of games. If we would now be able to compare our world to other worlds, I don't know if in the world of Atzilut there's games there. Our whole world is games. So on Shabbat, now it's Shabbat, is the summer, it's a long Shabbat. In the afternoon, my kids are like, "Okay, what are we doing? We're bored." "We're bored. Let's relax." "No, we're bored." So it starts coming out all the games. All the board games. When I was a little kid and they used to say board games, I thought they're called board games because it's a board and then you move on it. I didn't realize it's when you're bored, you play with a game. So if you won't be bored, then you won't play a game. But nevertheless, this whole world is full of games. And there's always a winner in a game, and there's always a loser. That's how it works. They can be all winners. And most people like being the winners. I don't know a lot of people that like being losers. Forget about if they know how to lose, but who likes to be a loser? Everybody likes to be a winner. Not only that, we also tend to have a special like to the winner. If I cheer my team, I want my team to win. And if I cheer whatever sport it is, baseball, basketball, football, I want my team to be the winner. I don't know anybody who goes to the basketball game and wishes for their team to lose. So I also love the actual winner. Now this can be with the team, but it also can be in a competition. Now there's a very popular sport in the world. I think it's the most popular sport in the world, and that's fighting. You put two men in a ring, let them kill each other, 150 million people are very happy. So, and who do you like? You like the winner. Because he made some fancy spin kick and the other guy got his teeth knocked out. And now everybody's happy because there's a winner. Now, when I play, doesn't matter what right now, when I'm in this mood of the game or the competition, then I have a drive to win. Most people don't get on the field or on the court or they start a game and saying, "You know what, I wish I would lose. I'm going to pull the worst moves right now." Most people, when they go already into the mode of playing or any type of competitive mode, they have a drive to win. That's our nature. And not only that, we like to see some type of a common denominator or to see greatness in a winner. If I follow a certain athlete or whatever it is, and I like seeing in that winner, I like to find some connection there. Now, going back to real life, even though life is a game, and most people live in a life like it is a game, But real life, we always look for success in life. It can be in my business, it can be in my studies, it can be in my research, whatever it is. And even in my relationships, in any time in my life, I would always look for success. And this success is my victory. And you know, even if it's something that is not like what we mentioned, a person can battle a sickness, and their victory is that their success is their victory. I battled the disease, chas v'shalom, and I won. This is another way of looking at it. But nevertheless, the victory in life is my success. And of course, this is something that is coming from within. But here comes a component that most people don't really relate to, that the success comes from Hashem. It doesn't come from me. My effort, the effort comes from me. The success has nothing to do with me. I can be the best of the best in what I'm doing, and if Hashem doesn't want me to succeed, I'll fail, big time. And I can be the biggest shlemazel, and if Hashem wants me to succeed, I will succeed. So the success in everything that I do comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because He's the one who gives me the power to do everything. So even if I can actually attribute the success to myself, it's Hashem that allowed me to do it. So I can argue and say, yeah, but I did it with my development, my mind, my idea, my power. You are right. But who gave you the idea? Who gave you the power? Who gave you the ability? So I have to first of all remember that my success comes from Hashem, because He gives me the power to do it. Now, the word Netzach, which is the name of the Sfira, has a very close connection. All the words in the Jewish, in the Hebrew language, has a root. Sometimes it's a two-letter root, sometimes it's a three-letter root. So the root of the word Netzach is easy. It's the same letters, Nun Tzadik Chetz. But it has a resemblance to another word that also the root, and the word Hatzlacha, succeed or success, the root is Tzadik Lamed Chet, very, very close to Netzach. So we see that the victory and the success, they share a very common root. So we have a whole week now, the week of Netzach, the week of success, the week of victory. But now we're focusing today on Chesed Sheba Netzach, the love of the Netzach. Now we mentioned already in the first week that Chesed can be kindness, but Chesed is also love. So Chesed can be interpreted as love, and when I have Chesed Shebanetzach, it's my draw, my desire, and the power that pulls me to be a winner, to be successful, and to be victorious. Now I have to have a very sharp way to sift, to make sure that the victory is coming the right way. Because a lot of people, when they see they're about to lose, then they'll pull up a trick. So if it's in sports, then they'll do something. How many times the athletes, they take a supplement or some chemical or whatever, so they'll be more stronger, more faster. It can be in business. When I see I'm about to lose the business deal, I'll do some of the things that are maybe a little bit illegal. But anyways, when I see that I'm not about to win, then I can start becoming tricky, or lying, or cheating. So I have to know how to have a very smart, in Hebrew the word is borer. Borer is like I think the word in English, and correct me if I'm saying it wrong, arbitrary? That's how you would say? Arbitrary? No?
Arbitrary. What?
No, when there's a person who's not a judge, but you arbitrator. So what would be the verb of the arbitrator?
Arbitrate.
To arbitrate? Okay, this is borer in Hebrew. That he's not a judge, but he's let me look at both sides and I'll see what's the best middle here. So I have to be an arbitrator when it comes to my victory. Where it's perfect, it's right, and when it's not, when I'm going a little bit off my focus, that I'm trying to do something that is not legal. And of course, not legal, I'm not talking about just in the legal department, in anything, because it can be in a relationship, it can be in my self-growth, it can be in business, it can be in anything. But obviously, there is constantly the drive to win. And this is chesed shebanetzach. I want to be a winner. Everybody wants to be a winner. Very few people will be like, I'll come third place, I'm fine. We have a drive to be a winner, but this is where I have to be very careful that I'm not crossing a line that when I'm seeing that I'm about to lose, okay, let me see how I can rig the result. That's exactly the point that I need to focus on, is that the too much love for the victory will not overpower. Now, how do you do that? Is first I have to recognize the source of success. And the source of the success is only Hashem. If I don't recognize that the source of my success and my victory is coming from Hashem, I'm already in big trouble. Because then I think that I have the control. And whenever I'm losing already control, then right away the mind will start playing tricks. Okay, do this, do that, do that. Don't go so legal here right now. Try to bend corners. So I have to constantly understand, the first step is, where is my success coming from? And what is the source of the victory? And it's only Hashem. I'm not the one who's successful here, it's rather it's Hashem. Sometimes you see people that when I was a little kid, and I wasn't a great student when I was a little kid. And as my mother always used to say, not because you something wrong with your intelligence, I just, too much choco, too much, I wanted to get in trouble a lot. Not that something was wrong with the brain. Rather, I didn't have the patience. Or they say, you didn't have the tuches. But nevertheless, my teachers always told me, you'll be a nothing, you'll work in the garbage. That's what my teachers had told me, you'll be a garbage worker. Recycler. Yeah. So, I had one teacher kept telling me, "Atata avot bazevel, you're going to work in the garbage dumpsters, the one who picks up the garbage." It's okay. But nevertheless, like you said, wasn't a great teacher. But I had different teachers that told me, you'll be a nobody. And the nobodies in my class are now the most richest people, more richer than all the ones that got the straight A's. Why? Because they went into the streets and made money. So there's always a joke that the ones that they have the street smarts, that's what they know how to make money. But nevertheless, a lot of people, they attribute their success to one thing, and really your success has to be attributed to the one who gives you the success. How many times you see a person that doesn't have much of an education suddenly becomes a multimillionaire? Because the success comes from Hashem. Hashem decided for him to be a millionaire. I know some of the people in my class were, we call them the geeks or the nerds, they were like straight A mathematical brains, and they're now working in a bank or whatever. And the other guys, they were playing football outside, they have more success with money. And again, I'm just giving an example how whoever gives you the success is Hashem and not your skills and your ability. You give the effort and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the success, the victory. So I have to understand that I'm not the one, rather it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu that is the one. Now, practically saying, I like being practical here. I mean, when it comes to the Sfirat HaOmer, if I'm not applying it practically, then there's no point. I already mentioned it so many times that I have an opportunity, 7 weeks, to really work on myself. It's an auspicious time. I'm getting a 90% coupon, and Hashem says, refine yourself. And I'll give you every day, you refine one part, one aspect of your midot. And the next day another one, and the next day another one. So the point is that I have to apply what I learn. So when I want to apply specifically the chesed shebenetzach, which will apply for the rest of the week, is that kids are very excited to play. And kids are very excited to not only to play, but to win. I need to know how to awaken within me this excitement of a kid for the winning, for the playing. Most people already in their 50s, I already tired. So Sometimes people, you know, you see it now very often. So many people now making Aliyah in their 50s, 60s, they have to start all over again. And sometimes, you know, we just commemorated the Holocaust. How many people went out of the Holocaust in their 40s, 50s, they have to start life all over again? So sometimes we also find that we reach to a point that I have to start over. And I need to find how to awaken this excitement of a child to have the desire of winning. Now, and in any age, this is needed. Yeah, a lot of people think, okay, if I'm in my 40s or 50s or 60s, I don't need to have goals. And I don't need to be excited about starting something new. It's the totally opposite. I know many people that after they retire, they start a new business, they start a new, learn something new. Doesn't mean that if you're not young in age in your passport, then you can't have new goals and new places that you want to reach. So nevertheless, what I need to learn from that is that doesn't matter what age I am, I still need to put myself goals. And I need to put marks on my line where I want to reach. I want to reach to the next level. But in order for me to succeed in anything that I do, I have to have the drive to the desire of winning. If a person, you know, we just spoke about now how many people are so depressed because there's no excitement to start something new. There's no excitement to see I don't have a goal. I don't see a reason. When I have something to look forward to and I have a goal, then I'm excited. At least I need to develop the excitement to reach it. So I need to look at myself in my life. Am I excited? And do I have a lot of challenges, good challenges in my life? I know I have a lot of bad challenges. That's not my issue. I have enough of them. But I have to have constantly positive challenges. And it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, where do you live, how long ago you retired. It doesn't matter. If I don't have goals in my life, then I'm stuck in one place and usually I start going back. That's why retirement is not a healthy thing. People waiting to get to retirement, it's not a healthy thing at all. Become bored, just sitting there all day long. My father is in his mid-70s, I'm not retiring. What am I, crazy? My mind is going to start deteriorating. What am I going to do? Sit all day long and look at the beach? Well, it's going to work. So this is not a healthy concept to retire. Rather, constantly I have to build more goals, more destinations that I want to reach to, and then to develop the excitement to reach it. And it's very healthy. That doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what age you are, where you are in your life. Is you like climbing a mountain. Sometimes you see these people who climb mountains with these hooks. And they stick the hook in the mountain. They pull themselves up. They stick another hook and pull themselves up. So I have to take from that it's very unhealthy to be settled and happy where I am. Because what happens is that I am going to be happy for a short period. And then right away, if there's no excitement for something new, I start falling back. That's one of the many reasons why our generation is so sad and depressed. Because you get the new iPhone, 2 weeks later comes another one with another feature, and you're running, and this is heaven, this is nonsense. But rather, instead of focusing on real growth, we're focusing on nonsense. So I have to learn how to focus on growth in my life. This is the power of Netzach, that I constantly have to rejuvenate this desire to be a winner. And I reach here, okay, now let's set another goal. Let me go over there, let me learn. But it constantly has to have in the back of my mind that the success is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm not including Hashem here, I'll never be successful. And if I'm successful, it's not going to last for long. Because the success has to be attributed to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And needless to say, that I constantly have to grow and grow. And this is what I have to focus on this week, the power of growth. And not only that, I have to practically to look into my life and say, do I have goals? Do I have like 3-4 goals now in my life that I need to reach? And if not, then set a few goals. Say, okay, I'm going to set these 2-3 goals, then I start working towards it. Because when you have a goal, then it starts developing the chesed shebenetzach, the love to win. If you don't have any goals or any intentions or any plans or any dreams, you're going to be sitting in the same place. And then what happens is, then you start falling back. Fall back right into Karen? The antidepressants. So this is the week that we want to focus on that. Start setting yourself new goals. and with the goal, the excitement to win. And needless to say, when you remember that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives you the victory, then he makes you successful. And you don't have to become the next Bill Gates, but you can be successful with learning a new trade, learning a new language, another topic in the Torah, whatever it is. But this is an auspicious time to do it, and needless to say, to apply it the right way. And Bezrat Hashem, the ones who put all their trust and the excitement in the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes you very successful and very victorious. And needless to say that we have to attribute all our success and the success to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the effort has to be attributed to us. Bezrat Hashem, should be very successful in your new goals.